I loved the emotional rush of being scared. I still do, of course. I don't go out much to haunted houses, but I still love good, old-fashioned, scary stories.
Listener discretion is advised.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In June 1975, 15-year-old Jacqueline Montgomery, who went by Jackie, lived in Islington, North London, England. At the time, Jackie's family was going through a rough patch. A year earlier, her mother had moved out, leaving Jackie, her two younger brothers, and her younger sister in the care of their father. About 8 months earlier, the family was rehoused by the welfare department. On June 1st, 1975, Jackie was home alone. Around 2:15 a.m., Jackie's father, Robert, came home. He found his 15-year-old daughter dead on the living room floor. She had been stabbed several times. She had also been strangled with the cord from an electric iron. Before she was killed, she had been raped. The police believe that she had been dead for over 12 hours. The phone was off the hook, and the police determined it had been that way since the late morning the day before. It's believed that Jackie tried to call for help, but her killer overpowered her.
Here is a quick word from our sponsor.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows from the Nespod Studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine back to basics health tips and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy, who made our guest invite number one list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
The police quickly developed a suspect. It was her aunt's ex-partner, 28-year-old Dennis Magori. Magori worked in construction. Magori had a history of violence against women. This included abusing Jackie's aunt, Josie. Josie had recently left Magori and moved about 200 miles away to Manchester. Magori didn't know where Josie had moved. Not long after Jackie's murder, Magori showed up at a neighbor of Jackie's. He was acting bizarre and jittery. He also had several injuries. There was a bruised lip, a long scratch on his neck, and smaller scratches on his wrist and arm. Magori showed the neighbor a piece of paper which he believed had Josie's address on it. The paper had been ripped out of a notebook. Magori had a bizarre story about how he got the piece of paper. He said that four men had attacked him and then gave him the piece of paper. The police learned that Magori had made sexual advances on 15-year-old Jackie and she had rebuffed him. One time while she was sunbathing, he tried to grab and kiss her. Another time, Jackie was babysitting for her aunt. Magori came over and he was drunk. He tried to put his hand up her skirt. The police arrested Magori, and the piece of paper with the address was in his pocket. The police had found Jackie's diary, and a page was torn out of it. It was determined that the paper came from the journal. The police interviewed McGorry, and he claimed he did not see Jackie that day, and he had not been to her home. The police did not believe him because the page came from her journal. Dennis McGorry went to trial in January 1976. However, at the time, the police only had circumstantial evidence. The judge ended up acquitting McGorry because of a lack of evidence. As a result, the case went cold. Decades went by, then in 2015, 30 years after the murder, Jackie Montgomery's family requested that the case be reopened. Of course, in those 30 years, a lot had changed. In November 2015, the authorities agreed to honor the family's request. The cold case investigators looked at the case file. It turned out that vaginal swabs had been taken and they had been stored properly. A DNA expert was able to build a profile. It turned out that Dennis McGorry's DNA was on file for a 2009 arrest. The charges were never made public. The profile was compared to McGorry's DNA. The official statement said that the DNA was a billion times more likely to be from McGorry than anyone else. Thanks to the change in the Double Jeopardy law in 2003, McGorry could be charged with Jackie's murder. So on March 3, 2020, 35 years after Jackie Montgomery's murder, 72-year-old Dennis McGorry was arrested. McGorry went to trial 2 years later, in March 2022. But he fell ill and the trial was stopped. He went to trial again in December 2022. The evidence against him was overwhelming. McGorry had cuts and scratches on his face, which was evidence that he had been in an altercation. He claimed that four men beat him up and then gave him the piece of paper. But that was a lie because the paper came from Jackie's notebook. McGorry also claimed that he was not at Jackie's home and did not see her on the day she died. However, the DNA testing once again proved he was lying. McGorry also had a history of acting inappropriately towards Jackie. Something else was revealed at the trial. There was a burn mark on Jackie's leg from the iron. The prosecution said that this was evidence that McGorry tortured Jackie to get her to reveal the location of her aunt. The jury deliberated for just over an hour. McGorry was found guilty. In January 2024, Dennis McGorry was sentenced to 26 years of prison. When he was sentenced, he was 75 years old, so he'll probably die in prison. Jackie Montgomery's murder is the oldest double jeopardy case ever prosecuted in the United Kingdom.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you. This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.